at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hold on, wait and see. Thank you. tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through.
Oh, for somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting. Might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me encourage you.
Let me speak life to you.
Life to you. You can depend on God.
Oh, 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 oh.
That day,
my.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yes.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell him to pray.
That's
you
it.
Pray for me.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God watch change. Woo!
Pray for me.
You pray for me and watch God change things.
I'll pray for you. and watch God change things. Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. Watch God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody, tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen? Watch God. Won't it change? Won't it change? I pray for you. You pray for me. Crystal to come. Come on, Crystal.
You know, this holiday season, it is my sincere desire that you have a chance to really understand the true meaning of Christmas. I myself, I wasn't a holiday person growing up. We didn't have much, and the seasons were not the happiest times. But as I got older and really understood the meaning of the season, I had a chance to develop my own relationship. And I can guarantee now that nothing in the world could compare to the love that God has given me. So I pray that you also find the same joy that I've found. And to every one of you, I hope you can truly say someday that you'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here we go. No money in my pocket.
No money in my pocket.
No food on the table.
No food on the table.
I'm glad he's there.
Jesus.
And you know what, family? Can't nobody.
Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
Can somebody say nobody.
Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody.
Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody.
Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Somebody say glory. Yeah. Just say Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. Come on, family. Let's bless him. Let's praise him. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
I get a little discouraged. I have to talk to Jesus.